that there isn't any shortages of things to do, but if you need something to do, or you hadn't seen this, or you've been thinking about chickens and you don't know where to start, enter Tour de Coop. Yes, that is right. It is a bicycling tour of chicken coops in the Phoenix area. There's actually three places that you can go sign in. It just depends on what part of the valley you're in or what part of the valley you want to tour. One of them is Duck and Decanter, right on Camelback and 51. There's another one over in Arcadia. But
I think our friends at Flower Street Urban Garden are one of the stops.
Okay, so 44th Street and Flower Street.
Yep.
You can't miss it because he's got all of his vertical gardens on his block wall and around his house. Yeah. Just look for the block wall full of flowers. You can't miss the Billingsley, who are actually, I'll run into a couple of his cousins here in Waddell at the rodeo a little bit later.
All right.
Romy, is your coop on the route?
You don't go to Waddell.
That'd be a good workout.
That'd be a bicycle.
I don't think anyone's coming from Phoenix to Whitman to look at my coop.
Well, you have a nice coop. You did a great job on yours. Hey, you know what? I have a little follow up from last week.
Okay, hang on real quick. There is a charge. It's $20 per person in advance, $30 the day of, 5 and under or free. You would just go to Valley Permaculture Alliance. Type that in, and I'm sure they'll pull it up. And we can even put a link at Rosie on the House. We'll do that as well. So there you go. If you're interested in chickens, there's a great opportunity to explore chickens by bike. And beautiful weather to do it in.
Boy, it's a perfect weekend. And, you know, last week we talked about pumpkins and how much Rosie loves them.
Come on.
Oh, yes.
Well,
right.
I had lots of requests for our pumpkin roll recipe. You know, it's our little trigger for fall, and today's a perfect day for that. So I put it up on our Facebook page. So if you want to make Romero pumpkin roll and celebrate fall,
yeah, I think we kissed the 90s goodbye today.
I hope so.
The air smelled different today.
Yeah.
Pumpkins. Ugh. Gosh. Are we going to post the holiday Romero baby cake pecans at least?
I'll do that next week for you.
Yeah, okay. Because that's a holiday tradition. I got made fun of last week. I just do not like pumpkin. Not pumpkin, nothing.
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 Nothing to do with pumpkin.
Nothing to do
other than
pumpkin.
Using them for target practice.
They do have a potential to be dramatic at the end of a nice...
You're going to have to get into the pumpkin slinging contest at Mortimer's.
Chunking.
They had one go over 400 yards one time and hit a cow out in the field. It was a... exploded all over. Big fun.
Yeah.
Let's bring Sue into the conversation real quick and see how we can help her with her lemon tree. Welcome, Sue.
Hi there. Happy November 1st to everybody. And
yes.
I love pumpkin.
I'll send you everyone I get.
Okay. Quickly, my question is, I've got a wonderful 18-year-old lemon tree, but this is the first year it's dropping half a dozen to a dozen a day. There's still plenty on there.
Yeah.
But is there a reason for this year?
Well, I think this year you're not the first that's had this question or this situation come up. And I think it's a number of things. I think they produced very heavily. They've got a lot of fruit on them. Lemon, and I think it's a little weather related, but lemons and limes do not hang onto their fruit very long anyway. So once they get to the point where they're a little bit ripe, they will start falling off. And my suspicion is they just got a heavy crop.
We appreciate the call. If you want to learn more or talk more curb appeal, there's 1 hour to get to Hayden and Thomas?
Yes, 10 o'clock. John Glutch, who's a local realtor, house remodeler, is going to talk about a lot of things we've spent the morning talking.
Well, he sure has the experience. He's done a lot of front yard makeovers. I mean, he's done a lot of whole house makeovers, but his homes do always look very good.
So, you know, what you can do landscape-wise and otherwise at 10 o'clock at our facility on Hayden Road just south of Thomas, a little landscape design center, and you'll be able to see some of the pavers and examples of different things that we've done there. We've even got some of the hanging flower gardens built now out in front. So
fantastic.
All kinds of things at 10 o'clock this morning.
Now, for those of you not in the Phoenix area that want to continue the conversation and dialogue on front yard makeovers, curb appeal makeovers, stay tuned. In the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking a little bit about hardscape. You know, John Jay and I talked about planting color in that hypothetical pot that's empty, planting that plant, creating a curb between the planter and the lawn. We'll talk a little bit more about dry stack retaining walls, pavers, both in the on the grade and maybe on top of existing concrete, called an overlay paver. All things to consider, we'll be talking about, and in the 9 o'clock hour, of course, that's your opportunity to call in. It's a great opportunity to call in right now if you're patient, because you'll be guaranteed to get your call in. It's 1-888-767-4348. The top of the hour, we clear all the lines and open it up for everybody in the next hour. 1-888-767-4348. No matter what you're trying to get done around your house, home, castle, or cabin, a 9 o'clock hour is your time to call in.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.